Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Dopeness Interview Series, brought to you by none other than USA Blog Network. I'm your host, Carl BFM Jones. We're live with the dopest in the world. Today we got R&B songstress with In Too Deep. Her name is Sheena Jackson. How you doing, Sheena?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. It's nice to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
It's awesome talking to you guys.
Amazing, amazing. So I want to talk about In Too Deep, and I want to first touch lightly on, how you got your foot in the door with music. How did you begin singing and songwriting and recording and performing?
Singing and songwriting has kind of been in me for a while, especially the singing part. I've been doing that since I can remember being a little girl, watching movies like The Five Heartbeats and,
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Look, that's me, that's me. But,
Take us back. No, I was just going to say, take us back.
Okay. So I've been getting on stage, as far as elementary school plays and things of that nature. Being in the choir and in the chorus, anytime that it was available to me, pretty much. I don't know what to say. It's been my thing. It's been something that made me happy, you know what I mean?
So how long have you actually been recording? Like, when was the first time you actually recorded a song?
That was probably about, let me get this right. I want to say that was probably like in 2011 or so. First time I recorded anything. I was working with a group that was trying to get off the ground here in Columbus at the time. So I just did a couple of songs with them. And I did like maybe two solo songs that hit MySpace back in the day, but they didn't really take off like I wanted them to. So, I just kept kind of doing it on the side when I could, even when it came to karaoke or anything.
Any inspirations that kind of helped you to like develop your style or your sound?
Oh yeah. I'm really into Whitney Houston from back in the day, Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, some people coming forward, Kristen Michelle, I like a little Beyonce every now and then, I'm just kind of all over the place. A little Adele, I go there sometimes.
I can see that. As far as your, with someone, when they first hear you, what do they usually say as far as like, the sound, like the genre that you would fall under? Cause of course it's R&B, but, it sounds similar to like Dusty's, like old soul, neo soul sound. Like how would you explain like the genre that you would fall under with your sound?
That's a good question. I think you kind of hitting it about as close as it's going to get.
Like that old school
R&B. I'm kind of just
R&B.
Trying to take it back to where you just really felt the music that you were putting out, and where you put it out with the purpose of somebody else feeling it, not just to make a dollar, so to speak. I guess I have to go there right quick. But, trying to keep it real, take music back to being real, I guess I would say.
Right, and that brings us to the song In Too Deep, because you definitely got to feel that. Like, when you hear this, it really tells a story about a place where everybody has been. So can you explain the concept of, behind In Too Deep?
Okay, so I pretty much just sat down at the time, actually, when I first thought of this, I was asked to write a hook for some rappers, and they were rapping about kind of how things go in the everyday life of somebody who kind of don't have it that easy, you know what I mean? And we're not even talking about just like in the hood. We might be talking about, you know, that old soldier that's under the bridge now. You see what I'm saying? And it's just like, how did you get from where you were to where you are now? You got to take the time to think about it in order to get it right the next time. You know, you got to start being careful.
That's deep. That's the name, In Too Deep. I'm going to go ahead and play the song. We'll play a little sample of the song, then we'll come back and talk more about it. This right here is Sheena Jackson. It's In Too Deep. We'll be right back. That really touches you. And that's the thing is, I always try to tell, you know, younger generation, that it's all about choices. You know, it's all about, you know, that fork in the road. You know, you either go this way, then it's going to have certain consequences, or you can go that way. And, you know,
right.
That's why I feel when I listen to In Too Deep.
That's what I was going for, you know. Appreciate the understanding, you know. And I kind of hope that's what everybody else kind of takes away from it, you know. Life ain't, not only is it not always easy, sometimes it just ain't no joke, you know. So it's like, why make it harder on yourself, you know? Why not take steps to make it better for you?
So going back to the writing process, you know, how did you come up with this concept?
I was asked to write a song, and that was back when I was a lot younger. I was a teenager still. I know I hadn't graduated yet. Then probably... I say back in like 2014, 15 or so, maybe. That's when I was sitting down one day, you know, kind of going through some songs and everything. Had a little quiet space at the time. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to, you know, see about making this into something. I got to reading through the lyrics on the hook, and I was like, you know what, this is one of those things where people need to hear it. You know what I mean? And I need to complete this. This one I need to do something with, you know? And so I kind of set it to the side with the stack of the ones I was going to do something with. And when I sat down to actually write it, you know, I just went to kind of thinking about just the words that were in the hook and what they would really mean and how to apply.
So you have the hook first and then you build the verses around that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, because it was just like, what is this about? And that's how most of my songs actually comes to me, where I come up with the hook first, and then I go back and write my verses out.
Now, did you already have the beat? Where the beat come from? Because that sounds like some Mary J. Like that's yeah. Like that.
Oh no, now hold up, look, I gotta do a little what do they call that? I gotta speak to my PR person and make sure that I can answer this one right here. Can I
as far as the name is concerned.
Hold on. Can I mention the name on that one? Yeah, it's who my producer is. Okay. Okay, no, look, we gonna hold on to that one for a second.
Yeah, dope track though. dope track though. You know, I was looking on your YouTube, and I saw a few years back you had the Jackson Girls doing a live performance. Those your daughters?
They were. They are. Look, not were.
They
want to
be singers
my
too,
daughter.
Don't they?
Yes, especially the one that was a little shorter in the video. The other one, she kind of gets more into dance and things sometimes, but. Oh no. Well, he just gave me permission. Okay, on that song producer. I'm sorry. Is that okay if I go back?
Oh yeah. Who's the producer on that?
Okay. That would be Jason Scott.
Jason Scott. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a dope beat maker because that Into Deep, he did his thing on that.
Yeah. And I know he works. You know, a little bit up in the industry, and he was willing to come down and work with me. So I really, really appreciated that.
All right, Sheena. So where do we go from here? We talked about the past, you know, how you got your foot in the game and the present with Into Deep, this hot single. 2018, what should we be looking for from Sheena Jackson?
More music, more of showing you what I can do, so to speak. You know, more ranges, and then more concepts, excuse me, is what I'm trying to say. But it's going to be like a variety, basically, just to kind of, build a platform so everybody know kind of what I'm capable of.
So how far do you plan on taking it, like even beyond this year, like let's say 5 years in music? Are you just looking for that happy feeling that music gives you, or will this actually be your career?
I would take the happy feeling. However, I've seen this as a career for a long time. I put it that way. I feel comfortable in that spot. You know, when you kind of envision yourself being in a place in life, I feel comfortable there.
There you have it. Y'all make sure y'all go and download Into Deep across all social, all digital media platforms. Go Spotify there right now. Make sure you add Sheena Jackson Music across, you know, all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Of course, her website, SheenaJackson.com. I really appreciate you coming on and speaking with me and sharing the journey to make this song.
Oh, no, I appreciate you, you know, considering me as one of the best doing it right now. It's cool.
You know,
that's cool.
Right. All right, so make sure y'all support good music, SheenaJackson.com. Check it out on Spotify. It's called Into Deep by Sheena Jackson. If you haven't already, took a chance to go ahead and add USA Blog Network across all social media platforms. Make sure you do so now. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's another dope episode, the Dopeness Interview Series. We'll be right back at y'all. And once again, hats off to the artists who make it happen. Thanks, Sheena.
Thank you. All right.
We out of here,
bye-bye.
Y'all. All right.